comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. And I just wanted to draw attention to that in the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. And that word, as I was reflecting on this week too, just the idea of all you young ones in here, you are the next generation to be the church, to lead the church, and to carry this gospel that is bringing Paul into worship. And so I think it's just a really powerful thought that even Paul was thinking about the young ones when he's talking about the future of the church. He has in mind that you guys are going to be a valuable part of keeping the gospel going. And so that's a cool thought. And he's praising God for all generations.
Hey, can I just add something?
Yeah.
What's the last two verses? Or just the reference?
Oh, it's 20 and 21.
So, you know, this is the 10th year anniversary of Mission Adelante. Do you guys know that? And March 3rd of next year will be big celebration. And that verse is actually has been chosen as the theme.
Oh, wow.
Of that. So can you read those two?
Absolutely. Yeah. I got it. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
All right. I was going to play a couple songs today, but I tried to choose a song that the kids know. I heard through the grapevine that someone knows Blessed Be Your Name by Matt Redman. So we'll try singing that. I'm going to need you guys' help. Do you know that one? All right, good. At least we have one person.
Yeah.
Your name.
God, you are the everlasting God. And we do lift the name of God. We thank you, God, that your name is blessed among all of us here, God. It's blessed over all the nations, all the earth, Lord, Father. And we just ask, God, that we would continue to see your goodness, Lord, and to bless your name among those who don't know it, and that you would use us, God. We pray that you would give us guidance today, God. Pray that you would just speak through Adam today, God, that we would just hear your words, Lord, and we would be your conduit, Lord. And just continue to guide us as a community as we take somewhat of a new form, God, that you would just be directing each of us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
So I think we're going to dismiss the kids in just a second, but I was going to ask you guys, before the kids leave, if you guys would be willing to do something for us. You know, one of the things that's so cool about getting to worship with you guys is you guys minister to us all the time. Children are a huge blessing to the church and to Christians, and so into this family that we are. So I was thinking before you guys leave, and I know I'm asking for a lot, but I think you guys can do it. I was hoping maybe just a few of you would be willing to share with us. We just sang a song about how awesome God was and how we're thankful to Him. Would any of you be willing to share just even a couple words? It doesn't have to be a long sentence or anything. Just something this week that you were thankful to God for, and it would really bless us if we got to hear how thankful you guys are to God, or anything in your life this week that was a blessing. Would anyone like to share? And you older kids too could be real help if you guys would share too. So, you know, before you leave, because this is your chance to minister to us before you guys go off and party and do your own thing. Anything this week that you were thankful to God for? The bravest person? Oh, man. Yeah, what's up, brother? Yeah, cool. Awesome. Yeah, that's an awesome answer. Totally thankful for Molly.
And I've been close to my dad's birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else? I know I'm putting you on the spot. Yes, what's up, brother? Oh, man. Dude, I totally hear you on that one.
Every
weekend. Yep. Good. Anything else? And then you guys can go.
Oh, yeah. Partying
good
with my friends at the shooting range.
Yeah. That's awesome. What's up, brother?
My dad will soon come back from India.
Yay. Amen to that. That's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you guys for playing or doing that with me. I might ask you to do that again sometime. So, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you for playing this game of who's the bravest in the room.
Can you take this for me?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Thank you.
He can, are you keeping these somewhere?
Oh, yes, that would be good.
Drew Timberlake.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Hey, buddy, go with mine, okay? I love you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to teach him tact about that. And I'm like, we live in Kansas City, we can be really happy, and we can like make little jabs at our friends, but we don't want to be obnoxious.
I'll get it.
That's good. So we reserve the right to be obnoxious to you all.
Well, we're in Kansas City. I expect that.
That was so disheartening.
We were jumping up and down in our living room.
Is that Amos?
Oh, everyone else was weeping.
We heard this collective, like, been, like, crying all around the city. Like,
he does that every time. Every time I'm with him, and then he's fine. Like, he just takes him
by
the head and he's like,
oh, I'm just going to wait just a couple more minutes so everyone can get back in here. Or, are there more people coming in?
I don't know.
I think
we have some adults. Do we have some adults in stores?
We sound so much like children.
Yeah.
Oh.
It happened last time we were up here too, so.
You think I would have been gone.
Is that a head first?
Alright.
Here's your
That's awesome. Man, I was really taking a risk with that, asking those kids. But they did a good job. I probably should have given them a heads up, though. That's alright. They did a great job. One of the things that I am trying to do, and I would love your guys' help with it, is thinking about ways, because the Timberlakes had brought this up, just ways to incorporate children in our time of worship and help them understand how valuable they are to our family. And so if you guys have any ideas ever, we'd love it, because actually I'm going to say a little bit about that tonight, and then I think maybe next week, just about, you know, why kids are so valuable. And so anyway, so if you guys have any ideas of ways to make that really awesome for them and help them understand their value in that, that'd be really